Merchandising.
Yeah, that's a good way to start this. That lets people know that we're still their regular old friends that don't want anything from them except their money.
Now
what's up?
We've got merch for you.
Go to wehaveconcerns.com/shop and check out the new Brock Life t-shirt, Salmon Cannon t-shirt, Jetpack Rescue Squad t-shirt, so many t-shirt. Board game night, but if I started a regular board game night, would you come to it?
Hell yeah.
But you just said no nights are good.
I know, but we'll figure it out. We'll make it work. Come up with, put it on the schedule and...
What, Tuesday?
That's hard.
This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. Oh boy, Jeff. Yeah. Here's one. Oh, Jeff.
Uh-oh. That's not the Anthony tone that I look forward to.
Oh, Jeff, you know, certain things give me the creeping dread.
Uh-oh. Like life?
Sure.
Yeah. A continued existence.
I'm only afraid of one thing, Jeff.
Right. Life.
Well, I was going to say death.
Oh.
But that manifests itself as being afraid of just about everything in life.
Yeah.
Because who knows what's going to end
catch.
It. Who knows what's going to end it, Jeff.
That's right.
And the secret to life is to prolong it. Physically prolong it as long as possible, no matter how many opportunities you have to give up to do so.
Right.
That's what I've learned.
Yeah. Make any deal with the devil that you can in order to live longer.
Sit as quietly and safely as you can in a single spot and never do anything.
Right.
Because anything could kill you at any time.
Smart.
Thank you. I'm going to outlive all of you people. Whoever you people are, I've never met anyone. I very rarely leave this room.
Don't come in here.
This story was sent in to us by Zeusburger on our subreddit. Zeusburger sent us the Seppukuma story.
Yeah, so we were a little worried about Zeusburger because he led us astray.
Now, to be fair,
we did not do any checking.
We saw a robot death bear and we jumped at it.
We didn't do any vetting of that story.
So that's on us. But I think Zeusburger's submitted this one as his retribution, as his comeback, as his big thing. This is...
He sent it. He also submitted it on our subreddit, which you can do at wehaveconcerns.reddit.com.
Yes. You can also send stories to wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com. I want to talk to you about dactylolysis spontanea.
Gesundheit.
Dactylolysis spontanea.
Okay.
Does that... mean anything to you?
No. Spontanea means something.
Yep. Spontaneous.
Happens immediately. Out of nowhere. Who could see it coming?
Out of nowhere. Who could see it coming? Who knows why it happened?
Dactylolysis. I don't know what that is.
Jeff.
Is it vampirism?
This is auto-amputation. When a part of your body just decides to amputate itself.
What?
Yeah, Jeff.
That's not a thing.
No. I mean, that's why. I mean, it was Zeusburger, so I checked.
It's a thing?
But it's a thing.
Why would my body decide to amputate itself?
We don't know, Jeff.
How does it amputate?
We don't know, Jeff.
My left hand doesn't like what my right hand is doing.
We don't know, Jeff.
So it just decides to lose my right hand?
It mostly happens with toes, Jeff.
What?
Your toes just decide to fucking fall off. Just fall off. Jeff.
Are you sure the... little piggy just didn't go to market?
Yeah, dactylolysis spontanea is specifically when your toe decides to amputate itself.
You think that it just didn't go wee, wee, wee all the way home? Do you think this one likes roast beef?
I'm sitting here telling you that this shit gives me the creeping dreads, and I can't believe you're doing this.
I'm making it adorable.
I have the howling fantods about this shit, Jeff.
I'm making it adorable.
It's not adorable. You can't make it adorable. A part of your body, for reasons we don't know, this was discovered first in 1867. There have been cases worldwide. All of them are unexplained, Jeff.
And it's toes just leaping off of the body because they decided they didn't want to be toes anymore.
Yeah, and here's what's crazy. It happens so slowly. So slowly over time. Do you want to know how it happens,
slowly.
Jeff? Do you want to know how it happens?
No.
Here's how it happens, Jeff.
Okay.
Because we're in it now. Band of rough tissue.
Oh, you don't want to hang out with the tiny band of rough tissue.
Because
it's people that...
Oh, I swear to fucking God, you shut your fucking mouth.
Tiny band of rough tissue?
Nope.
Oh, you don't want to hang out with those guys. They'll take your toes right off.
You were going to finish, like you were just going to keep interrupting until I let you finish it, huh?
Go right ahead.
Yeah, all right.
Tiny band of rough tissue.
Starts forming around the base of your pinky toe.
Uh-oh.
Just a tiny little ring.
It's always the pinky toe?
Usually the pinky toe.
I thought, what's up with that pinky toe?
We don't know, Jeff! We don't know.
I think that one goes wee
wee
all the way home.
So a tiny little band of rough tissue forms around the pinky toe, and eventually the band gets smaller and tighter and smaller and tighter, and the toe swells up and it hurts.
It's like putting a fucking real rubber band around your toe until it falls off.
It's tourniqueting itself.
It's like how they castrate bulls.
Yeah. Yeah, and your body is doing it to itself.
Why?
We don't know. The toe ends up hanging by a pedicle, which is a tiny bit of tissue and bone, until it eventually drops off. Here's what's up, Jeff. There, because your body, some sort of homeostasis, some sort of need for balance, usually happens to both pinky toes.
What? The pinky toes are just like, peace out?
Peace the fuck out,
both
motherfuckers.
Both pinky toes. Well, how common is this?
It's not super common.
I've never heard of it.
It happens more frequently. Here's what we know about it. We don't know what causes it. We don't know why it happens. We know that it happens more frequently to people in the tropics and people of African descent. But
crazy.
There's no pattern we found to their activity or their health or anything. It's most often the pinky toe, yeah. There's no treatment, Jeff, other than just hacking off the toe early to save you the pain.
It's painful?
Of course it's painful. It's a tourniquet around your fucking toe.
Well, I thought maybe if it was happening to itself, maybe it was just sort of like losing a tooth.
No, cut off the circulation to anything and it hurts after a while.
Oh, that's awful. Here's what I would do.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Jeff.
Here's what I would do.
What are you going to do, Jeff?
If there's no treatment, I think you got to just make the best of it. So what I would do, when it gets real bad, I think I would go and like get a pedicure and just at one point when they're down there, just go like, hey, what are you doing? What have you done? And then they're.
So you're talking about making the best of it as frivolous lawsuits.
Frivolous lawsuits, maybe a hilarious prank, you know, hilarious.
Pretending you closed it in a car door.
Yeah, it's like.
Like at the beach, like, oh, what'd you do, man?
Oh, how I came in here with 10 toes, and now I've only got 8 toes. I think you really owe me an explanation about the toes, because I thought you were going to paint them, and it turns out you removed them.
I think you really owe me an explanation about the toes, vis-a-vis my toes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Other hilarious toe pranks. I would try to come up with hilarious toe pranks.
Do you know why this is so scary, Jeff?
Because it could happen to you?
It could happen at any time. And nobody knows why, and it happens slowly. That is the recipe for fucking fear, Jeff.
Because slowly equals I can't see it coming, and maybe it's already happening, and maybe I just don't notice it.
Jeff, how does your pinky toe feel right now since we've started talking about this?
Pretty connected. Pretty connected.
Don't feel anything weird? You don't feel a weird little tingle or anything in your pinky
toe? I'm gonna look at it when we get home. I'm gonna take a look at the old look for a band of connective tissue or whatever it was called. Yeah.
Yeah. Like what is that band of connected tissue like?
What does that look like? Are there photos?
There are no photos.
I don't want to look at any of those photos.
There are probably photos of the connected links, and I'm just not gonna look
at
them.
Let's not ever search for that.
But this is the thing. Like, what if I go? What if I go for a jog and go to the gym and come home? And you know how you get that? You know how you get that that sock stuff caught in your toes?
Oh yeah, all
like
the
around
time.
The base of your toes.
Yeah. What if that's it?
From now on, I'm gonna think that's it. You know what I mean? That sock cheese or whatever the fuck it's called.
I don't think it's called sock.
What is it called?
I think it's called lint. But you know, sock cheese is good.
Sock
I guess.
Yeah, but it could be any lint if you say lint. But when I say sock cheese, you know what I'm talking.
Can
about.
Can I?
Lose your toe at any time? Yes.
Throw in a bit of sanity here, just real quick. Of all the things you could lose, a pinky toe seems like if somebody was to say you had to lose something on your body, I think most people would say pinky toe.
I think we've discussed this before, and pinky toe.
Right? Yeah. So in the grand scheme of things, it's not like your ear's going to fall off or your arm's going to fall off or, you know.
Jeff, we don't know that. It just happens most commonly in toes and most commonly in the pinky toe.
All right. I'm just saying, in the grand scheme of things.
I've been scratching your shoulder a lot.
Well, it's itchy and there's some weird tissue on it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
What, it's like a callus?
It's a little callousy. I don't know.
From what?
Scraped it.
Do you wear a backpack or anything?
No, I don't really wear a backpack. I don't know. It
seems to be evenly distributed.
On both sides?
I mean, no. I mean, just like kind of around the shoulder.
Yeah, I don't know. I just developed that in the last couple of days, but I don't know.
You're not left-handed, are you, buddy?
Yeah, I am, actually.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's probably fine.
Anyway, like I said, pinky toe pretty much...
Could you hand me my arm back for a second?
No, I'm afraid it's contagious. We don't know what causes it. Mm. As a matter of fact, I'm going to seal you in this room. Cover this entire room with concrete and concrete? Never come back.
That seems extreme.
Yeah, does it, armless man? I like that when your arm hit the ground, it went pum.
That's like, how arms
like,
sound.
Yeah, like an arm hitting the ground sounds like singing the little drummer boy.
Which sadly I will never be able to drum again.
Wow, you could for Def Leppard.
Kids, I could drum for Def Leppard.
Ask your parents who Def Leppard is.
Do you think that's what happened to that guy?
I think that's what happened. I think it was pterodactyl scoliosis or whatever the fuck we're talking about.
Pterodactyl scoliosis.
Knowing shit like this doesn't scare you?
No. I'm oddly not... I mean, some stuff does. Some stuff, like, I don't know, cancer stuff messes me up when people are like, well, you could, you know... But I'm not really a hypochondriac like that.
I'm not either. I don't fear that I'm sick. I don't fear that I'm getting sick. Like when I have weird pains or aches or anything, I'm not super worried about it. But I will tell you this. This is just horror show enough to make me afraid of it. There needs to be to really make me afraid of something.
Yeah.
To make me afraid that something is going to happen to me. My specific type of hypochondria or whatever. It needs to be something that happens rarely and has an air of like... Lynchian darkness to it.
It has to be macabre.
Yeah, like it has to be like, oh yeah, your body does it to itself and it's not lethal.
Right. Nothing we can do about it.
Nothing we can do
about
it.
You'll never even see it coming until it's too late.
You just have to live with it.
Yeah. You just have to live with it.
It's what it is now.
The thing that bothers me is how it's described as being painful. That seems odd. It's like, it seems like, oh my God, my toe hurts so much. And the doctor's like, well, we could amputate it. Or it'll amputate itself. That's pretty wild.
Well, which one is covered by my insurance?
The latter. The self-amputation is the only thing your insurance covers. In fact, your insurance only covers self-medication, self-surgery. Really, all the self-procedures are really what your particular plan covers.
Right. And I mean, that's why I'm coming to you instead of a doctor.
Right. No, I appreciate that. As your plumber, I'm just going to say,
the toe looks
really fucked up.
Yeah. How about my sink?
Your sink, even worse than the toe, if you can imagine that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But the problem with the sink is it's not going to fix itself.
Garbage disposal working? Because I got an idea for this toe.
Yeah. I think I would have my toe amputated and then want to keep it. I'd want to keep the toe.
Like on a necklace?
Yeah. Yeah, like on a... You know how that character in Game of Thrones...
collects ears?
No. The guy with the tips of his fingers.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
Davos
yeah, yeah.
Seaworthy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He had the tips of his fingers cut off.
Right.
He keeps them in a necklace around his... So he can hold them and remind himself of his crimes. I would remind myself of my pinky toe.
Yeah, I mean, if I was host to some sort of dark magic that medicine could not... explain.
Uh-huh.
When that toe came off, I would certainly keep it.
Right.
I don't know what I would do with it. I might have mine ground down and put into some sort of ring or urn or something.
Well, I feel like that's a waste of a good toe. I mean, you're not going to be able to... I feel like visually it's nice, especially if both toes go off. You can be toe buddies with somebody. You can like, I'll keep one and you keep one, and then we'll always know that we have these toes together.
Have you heard...
I feel like you don't even acknowledge that idea, but go ahead.
I mean, like,
you don't want to be toe buddies with me?
I mean, look, man. I mean, I just promised this kid in my third period that if we ever lost our toes, that we'd be toe buddies.
Wait,
and I don't want to like.
I feel like we have a much tighter bond than you in third period, kid.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, I already promised, and he's like really cool. Still friends, dude. We're still friends.
Well, I know, but.
And if I lose like two toes, you know.
Yeah. I don't want to be second toe buddies with somebody though. It feels like I thought we.
This is why I don't like. This is why I like to say I don't have toe buddies. Like I just have buddies.
Okay.
You know.
All right. No,
I'm like
cool.
I really don't want to like You know, like, you're super important to me, man.
Well, it doesn't really seem like it, but okay. I mean, we can just do our homework.
Yeah.
Silence.
Okay. Listen, man, I really gotta go because I promised this dude that I'd meet up with him because we're supposed to do stuff. But you're like a really good friend.
Is it Charlie from third period?
I don't want to do this, man. I don't want to do this. I don't think you do either.
I mean, I kind of just want to know.
Have you heard that thing? I don't know if it's a myth or not, but if you lose your big toes, you can't walk anymore. You can't balance.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that's true? I don't think that's true.
It seems like it wouldn't be true, but maybe it does feel like I'm on my toes a lot.
Yeah.
You know, like I rock back and forth. And,
well, because you dance like an angel.
Well, I'm always, I always want to, the key is staying on your toes.
Right. You know? Just want to be on point at all times.
Exactly. That's a good point about this problem is that my annual production of the Nutcracker would take a serious hit. And I didn't even consider that when we first started talking about
Now you're a little scared.
I am a little scared now because it is coming up to that season and I think people are really counting on it. First, you're talking about not being able to do the little drummer boy, and now the entire Nutcracker is
thing is ruining Christmas.
this is the Grinch that stole my toes.
Pterodactyl scoliosis is ruining Christmas.
I don't think that's what it's called.
I don't know what it's called anymore, Jeff.
I know, it's too
I'm
bad.
I'm just afraid of it, and I don't want to think about it in scientific terms.
It's too bad that you now refusing to even look at the article.
I'm giving it a silly name, so maybe my brain won't think about it tonight, but it will.
Yeah.
And for the next few days, I'm going to be thinking about how my toes feel. My pinky toe feels weird right now, Jeff.
Oh. Well, it looks
Christmas
weird.
Is ruined. I'd almost rather lose the toe before Christmas, just so I could know.
Well, yeah, you don't want to. You don't. Christmas is such a busy time anyway. You don't want to have that on your plate as well.
I don't
well.
Have time to have a toe ground down and put into a ring on top of all my gift shopping.
It's like, let's have it happen before Thanksgiving. Can we agree on that?
Let's agree that, like, before Thanksgiving, we really
or
have
after
to
the
get
new
our,
year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that other that time period, like between Black Friday. And
Black Toe Friday.
Black Toe Friday. That's what they call it. That's what they call it. Is this not just leprosy?
I don't know, man. I don't think so.
You're just refusing to... You read three lines into this article and stopped.
I read... Okay, so like... guys... Zeusberger submitted the Gizmodo version, which is, of course, like a summary, and it's got links to the deeper shit. But... Guys, I gotta be productive over the next couple days. And so I didn't look at the deeper shit because I can't do that. I can't do it, Jeff. Not right now.
Not during the busy holiday season.
Not while we're trying to ramp up this production of the Nutcracker.
That's true.
Okay.
There's a lot of
those kids count on us.
We haven't even finished the sets yet. And that and it's hard for them to rehearse without the sets.
It's gonna be harder for them to rehearse without toes.
Well, first we get sets, then we worry about the toe problem.
First you get the sets.
Yeah.
Then you get the toes.
Yeah.
Then you get the women.
Right. And you always worry about costuming after the toe issue because the costumes can really change.
You don't have time to tailor them. You can't refit them. And if they all lose their big toes, we got to recast the whole thing.
Oh, that's not good. That is not good. Because that young girl who's playing the...
She had her whole life ahead of her.
Oh, man. She was really going to be something.
Yeah.
In the dance world.
Well, I don't like
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, you motherfuckers. So all you pterodactyls out there listening, you sons of bitches, how dare you do this to us? No, I refuse to read any more about this, but we'll of course link it.
I'm sure this is I like how we were so worried about vetting the story, and now you're like, I read three lines and I'm done.
I read the entire three paragraph Gizmodo version.
Yeah.
I refuse to go into anything that may show me diagrams, charts, or photos.
All right.
Okay.
I don't blame you. I don't want to see any pictures of this thing. I mean, I do, but I don't.
Guys, how do your toes feel now?
Tell us how your toes feel.
Tell us how your toes feel. Like, not in a weird way. Like, not, no. Mm. But
there's
like,
no weird way to talk about toes.
Not on the internet.
Not any. I refuse to believe that. If there's a weird way to talk about toes, you should definitely tweet that to me. I don't believe that that's a thing.
But when you guys hear stuff like this, does it affect you? Do you get worried about it?
Psychosomatic.
Do you get these psychosomatic things? I definitely do.
I'm not really that guy.
I would like to hear whether you do or not. You can tweet those. You can tweet that to us at, I'm at @acarboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata, and you should definitely hashtag that the Nutcracker.
The Nutcracker. And hey, are you enjoying the show?
Oh, yes. It's like a Christmas gift every year.
Man, I wasn't even looking
every
at you.
Day.
I wasn't even looking at you this time.
But you were,
and we do it every time.
You asked me if I enjoyed the show.
It's weird because in every other way, you're a functioning adult with a normal brain.
You sat there and you asked me if I enjoyed the show, and I answered you.
If
like
you are a member
person.
Of the audience and you are enjoying the show, we would love it if you headed to iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you listen to the show, and give us a 5-star rating.
Yeah, that 5 stars actually really does help us out. But you don't need to leave a review because they're going to ask you to write some stuff. Nobody reads that.
No. Instead, I want you to write a short, dark horror story about a man who realizes his toe is amputating itself.